Hey, welcome to American Copywriter number 13. I'm John.
I'm Tug.
Hey, listen, we think we probably got a whole bunch of new listeners.
We hope, anyway.
We do hope.
Theoretically.
Theoretically, we do, because Business Week wrote us...
The Business Week
wrote us up as a worthwhile podcast.
They have a big article about podcasting, and we're in the sidebar. We're number one on the sidebar.
Yeah, that's right. And they described us as extremely excitable.
Yes, we are extremely excitable. We sound very excitable today.
Here's
extremely.
Which is extremely true.
Is very true.
However, this is sort of an atypical show, because this particular show, Tug and I will be doing less talking
and more listening.
More listening.
This is our first interview.
It is an
interview. We've never interviewed someone.
With advertising icon and legend, Mark Fenske. And for those of you who may not be in the biz, and you want to know who Mark Fenske is, Mark Fenske currently is a professor at the VCU Ad Center, one of the nation's premier advertising schools. Late of...
The Bomb Factory, co-founder.
Late of...
Creative director NWA Ayer, the oldest, at the time it was the before it went out of business, was the oldest agency in the nation.
Late of...
He also worked at Wieden & Kennedy.
Late of...
The 1992 Video of the Year by Van Halen.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
How?
There's no tomorrow. Anyway.
So. Yes. So anyway. So we...
He directed that and wrote it.
This is actually... Mark, courtesy of the Kansas City Ad Club, stopped by our offices here at Sullivan, Higdon, and Sink.
For what was going to be a 20-minute conversation.
In Kansas City. For what was going to be a 20-minute conversation, yet he spent an hour with us.
Yeah.
We got enough for two podcasts. This is going to be the... So this is a two-parter.
Yep.
So number 13 is part one of an hour with Mark Fenske,
yep.
And that's coming up next. And if you want to know any more about the show and you want to hear a more typical show, well, tune in to number 7 or number 12. Those are good vintages. But for now, if you want to hear something important and something thoughtful and meaningful, stay tuned for this.
Thanks, you guys.
This is American Copywriter with John January and Tug McTighe.
Okay, it seems like it's been jinxed. Number 13 has been jinxed this whole time. We've been trying to do it and trying to do it, and then what happened? Your car blew up on the Broadway Bridge.
No, my wife's car blew up on the Broadway Bridge with the two kids in tow.
And then Jerome...
The wheel came off the axle,
which is nice.
No, the wheel came off the axle.
Which is nice on a bridge.
Yes.
And then Jerome, we were all set to do it at 7:30 in the morning, and then Jerome just didn't show up.
Just flat didn't show up.
Did you? No, he didn't. And he, as he bothered to explain it, no, he hasn't.
And what time did you call me to show up at 7:30? Like
7:28.
No, the night before.
Yeah.
The night before. Anyway, hi, welcome to American Copywriter. I'm John.
I'm Tug.
And actually, number 13 has turned out to be the most luckiest lucky of all.
The most luckiest coming from a copywriter.
Because...
You didn't say I had to pay to be on here.
No, you didn't. If you don't already recognize the voice, ladies and gentlemen, we are honored to welcome Mr. Mark Fenske.
Yay.
Smart. He's not really recording this.
Yes, we are.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, we are.
You've been listening to American Copywriter with John January and Tug McTighe.